Why did you decide to do this launch at the ICR today?
Well, it's part of our wider programme to introduce new zero-emission buses across London. And we had the opportunity in Sutton with our fleet renewal programme and tendering programme to introduce more than 80 new zero-emission electric buses into one area, which for us is a big milestone to put so many into one area at one time. And that means that five routes running in the borough of Sutton and more widely to neighbouring boroughs are now running as zero emission, improving the air quality by reducing the level of emissions that they create. Part of a much wider scheme with now over 1,100 zero emission buses across London. So in a much wider area of Southwest London, we've got zero emission buses across a wide range of routes now, with more to come over the future years.
I think there's lots of concerns, particularly at the margin at the ICR, that a lot of people are very, very sick. They can't actually probably travel on a bus. Will there be buses that are more accessible for very sick people? How are you going to manage that one?
So all of our buses are accessible for the vast majority of customers and potential customers. We've done a lot of work over many years to improve accessibility for people in wheelchairs, but also with all sorts of other conditions there as well. And we work with lots of accessibility groups to make sure that when we look at designs of buses, that we take that into account. And we want to make the bus network accessible to as many people as possible. There are, of course, always going to be some journeys and some people where using the bus network or using public transport could be more challenging, and we continue to try and work on those. But the real aim is for those people who do have a choice to make sure that they're aware of what we're doing to improve the quality of bus services in their area, not just through new buses, but also by increasing the number of bus miles we run in outer London. And we are now in a position to confirm a million additional kilometres of bus operated mileage each year, or the equivalent of each year, as a result of changes we're making, including to the Superloop, which runs through the area from West Croydon to Heathrow, route SL7, which launched last weekend. And we're continuing our Superloop rollout with the SL9, which launches this Saturday, linking Heathrow round to Harrow.
The council in Sutton say people really, really are having to rely on the cars. They say there's no tram service, and they're saying bus routes have been cut there by 20%. Is that true?
There has been one case on a particular route where demand had dropped much more than 20%, where we did reduce frequency on it. But overall, we are increasing mileage in outer London. We continue to make sure that we spend our money in the most efficient way possible, which means that where we need to invest in improving services, new services, better frequencies, that's what we'll do. Where services aren't used as well as they used to be, then it's only sensible for us to make changes and to move those resources to places where they can be more used. And that's what we're doing in Sutton and throughout Southwest London.
Are you prepared to reevaluate these services? Because obviously people are going to be using buses more. If they don't have EULA's compliant cars, they are going to be resorting back to the bus network.
Absolutely. And we continue to be flexible and agile in the way in which we run our bus network. We change routes all the time across London to match demand with the service that we provide. Where demand increases, where new demand is created through either people transferring from car to public transport, or perhaps new schools opening, or new shopping centres, new housing estates, we continue to do that work to improve connectivity. The SL7, which got relaunched at the weekend, that's doubled in frequency from 2 buses an hour to 4 buses an hour, linking West Croydon to Heathrow, because demand on that corridor has picked up. So we want to invest in those corridors and on those routes where there is that demand to meet it and to improve the reliability and the frequency for those customers. And that's what we continue to do.
How are you going to improve the connectivity between the current services and the Superloop? Because obviously it's a different system. It's a Superloop. It's going all around London. Presumably you're going to have to then link up with the bus services within London.
Absolutely right. So the Superloop, as proposed, will be a total of 10 routes that go around London and create some routes in and out of London as well, if it's fully put into place. Those routes all connect with the existing bus network, and our hopper fare, which has been in place for a while now, allows interchange between bus routes, including the Superloop, as many bus journeys as people want to do within an hour for just £1.75. And that therefore provides a connectivity. So in many cases, there are direct services that meet people's needs, but where there aren't direct services, the vast majority of trips can be undertaken with a single interchange from one bus to another, quite often at the same stop, using the hopper fare or using our daily capping if people are doing more complex journeys as well. So we've tried to make our network as easy to use as possible to allow that interchange. Of course, it's really difficult to meet everybody's journey needs out there, which is why in some cases the car is still a relevant option there. But what we're trying to do is to make it as easy as possible for people to choose not to use the car where there are good alternatives produced by either bus network or interchange between bus and rail, which of course is really important in lots of parts of South West London.
And you're going to make the fares easy for people who are on low incomes. Obviously, we're in the middle of a financial crisis. Bills are going up. Are these fares going to be manageable for them if they have to use the buses on a daily basis?
The bus fares have been very good value for a number of years. The mayor kept the fares on the bus network low for a number of years as well. They remain much cheaper than fares in other parts of the country as well. And the combination of the hopper fare, which allows as many journeys as people want within an hour for £1.75, the daily cap, which is £5.25 a day, and the weekly caps as well, do mean that for regular bus users and occasional bus users, we believe that travelling by bus in London offers really good value for money compared to lots of other options.
And presumably there's going to be obviously access to tube stations. If people tube it, then there'll be buses available to pick up their journeys after tubing. Yeah,
you there, Jackie?
Yes, I am. You gone again? Can you hear me?
Sorry, did you get the end of that answer?
I think I did. Yeah, it was about the capping and the I said you know, if people are traveling by tube, other bus services would be linking up to all the tube stations, so we can really extend the public transport network right across London.
Absolutely. So our fares system is integrated. As long as you use the same card to tap on buses and tap in and out at both tube stations and many rail stations now as well across London, that all goes together into different caps that mean you'll never pay more than that cap in a day, and you'll always pay the best fare that you can as well. So we really encourage people to use contactless, whether it's Oyster cards or contactless bank cards or phones for those journeys. And yes, we provide lots of great interchange to and from services, whether it's at Morden Underground Station, whether it's out towards Richmond and Wimbledon, or whether it's to National Rail, Southern and so on, at the various National Rail stations across the region. The bus network does provide that really good connectivity there. The TfL app, TfL Go, is a great thing to have on the phone, and it allows you to plan those journeys ahead as well. And the TfL Journey Planner online really does show those options there, which often only take a little bit longer than perhaps the traditional car journey to look at. So really would encourage people to consider using public transport by putting their route options into either TfL Go or the TfL Journey Planner, and just see what good value that fare and how quick that journey could be for them.
So there's going to be a lot of buses around. Can all the bus lanes cope with it?
We believe so, and it's really important that we continue to invest in bus priority. Making our buses run reliably and run quickly is a really important part of encouraging people to use them. And part of our overall game is to encourage those people that don't need to use their cars to use buses, because that frees up more road space for those that do have to travel by car or drive a van, for example, as well as our buses themselves as well. So a side benefit of a better improved bus service for existing customers is that, of course, that it improves things for those that are still using the road as well. So it's a win-win if we get this right.
Okay, one final question. They are zero emission buses. How are they zero emission?
So these vehicles are powered by batteries, very big batteries that sit under the rear of the bus where the engine used to be, and under the floor as well. Those batteries are charged overnight in the garages in Sutton and Merton and elsewhere across South West London as well, to give them the charge for the day. And then they can run for the day on the routes there without a recharge. So there's no emissions from the exhaust on the vehicles as you'd have with a conventional diesel or petrol vehicle there as well. So really good for the environment, both locally by reducing and eliminating the local air pollutants that come from traditional diesel engines, and also better for the environment because it's reduced CO2 as well, which of course helps our much wider aim across London of making London a zero carbon city.
And is there going to be enough electricity to charge all these batteries?
We believe so. And one of the great things about electric buses is they tend to charge when the rest of us are in bed overnight. So the great beauty is that when we're using less power at home, when the lights are off and we're all asleep, the buses are busy charging away overnight in garages as well. So while as long as there's enough electricity generated across the UK, then we're confident that there's enough energy to charge our buses as we move from the current 1,100 buses through to converting our entire fleet of almost 9,000 buses to zero emission over the next few years. So our operators are the people who are responsible for doing that, our 8 bus operators across London, but absolutely, as big buyers of electricity and being able to buy that electricity at night, they're in a very good position to secure good rates. And that's really important, because the lower we can keep the cost of running the bus network, the lower we can keep the fares. So we've got an eye on both things of how we make sure that we can make our buses zero emission, but how we can do it sustainably from an environmental perspective, how we can do it sustainably from a financial perspective, how we can therefore make sure that the bus network remains really good value for money and really is a key part of London's life to enable London's economy to be vibrant and people to do all the things they need to do to live their lives.
And are these zero emission buses made in the UK?
Yes, these buses are. They've been made in factories in Scarborough and up in Scotland as well. So these have secured highly skilled jobs in the north of England and in Scotland as well. We're really proud of our work with UK manufacturing, both developing these products. And London has led the way, not just in the UK in terms of zero emission buses. We've also led the way across Europe and much of the world in terms of both the development of products and also the manufacturers in the UK now selling those vehicles abroad as well. So London is looking after itself and getting the best buses it can do, but also really supporting UK industry and really leading the way in many ways globally in zero emission for public transport.
A couple of sentences for you to say to Radio Jackie listeners who are listening to this interview, who are worried about not being enough buses. How can you reassure them?
We're confident that at most times of the day, there'll be no problem getting a seat on the bus that you want to choose. If you haven't used the bus for a while, please do give it a go. It is changing. The quality of the new buses is very different from the buses they've replaced as well. So it's a better experience. So please do use the network. And if you like what you see, let us know. If there's something there you think we could do better, please get in contact with us through the TfL website. We do recognise and love getting feedback from customers, good and not so good, to make sure that we can continue to improve as well. So I'll ask you to do give it a try, whether it's using the new Superloop Route SL7 or whether it's using one of our 80 plus new electric buses running around Sutton. Please give them a go and let us know what you think.